It's forever. Nothing feels better if we fried above heaven.
You're watching The American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
Done, got it right. Once you're tuned in to The American Journal, Reese Marrero, my name is Matt Weber, despite what other people say on the internet. We are talking about a call that we just received. We were, if you were watching on the other side, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about microplastics. Specifically in the ball region, the region of the balls. And Reese actually has a little bit more for you. Reese, take it away.
Yeah, no, we laugh, we joke, we make jokes about the leftists growing balls and stuff. But guys, this is a very, very concerning thing, because when you dive down this rabbit hole of microplastics, you'll find that it's one of those things that it's like it's everywhere. Everywhere, all the products we use on a daily basis, our food, our laundry detergent with full of the chemicals, our clothing, everywhere. And when you understand what microplastics actually do to the human body, and like you said earlier in the previous segment,
oh, it's the reason for my budding breasts, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
I was starting to really feel good about myself, and now you're telling me that it's not right.
No, absolutely not.
All right. Well,
And so it's a pretty dark rabbit hole. And one of the things that he got on in the previous segment was talking about underwear and the importance of wearing cotton clothes and all that. There is actually a study, and I'd be very curious if the crew can find it, that they conducted on male test subjects, where they actually had a control group that just wore cotton underwear, and then the other group, they wore a strap around their genitals that was polyester. It was pure polyester.
Strap of jock.
Yeah, it was like a jock strap.
Oh,
right?
A jock strap. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they wore that, and it was a period of at least 30 or 60 days. I can't remember. It was a pretty significant amount of time. And they periodically tested the sperm counts of the men who were wearing the polyester jock strap.
Mm.
And what they found was like over the course of time, their sperm count was decreasing, 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 decreasing until it went to like almost zero. And, you know, I could be wrong on that, but this study was pretty damning on that, on polyester in particular.
So and maybe we could attribute that, the sperm count to two factors. If it was an actual jock strap, I don't mean to be crude or anything like that, and I'm not joking, but I do know that when the testes are taken closer to the body and they do, they are warmer, right? That also decreases sperm count.
Certainly.
Right.
Certainly.
I've heard from people before, they're saying, if you're trying to get pregnant, just wear boxers instead of boxer briefs.
Right. And there's a lot of truth to that.
But I do see that other variable, which is the poly, right? And
yes.
Just to add to what you were saying, you know, I mentioned this to you while we were in break, was a study that I had recently read about examining mixed clothing in the washer. If you've got cotton clothing and you are washing it with a lot of your poly stuff, stuff that has plastics in it, as those fibers break down, as all clothes break down when they are washed with a washing machine, some of those plastics get embedded in your cotton clothing. So if you do have cottons, you want to wash those separately. So,
yeah. And so I think that in the coming years, this is going to enter the public consciousness a lot more, as fertility starts to become more and more of a crisis than it already is, especially in the wake of the mass vaccination rollout, as people are really going to start having trouble conceiving. I actually am very optimistic about this subject reaching the larger public, and I think that we're going to actually see a sort of resurgence in wanting to go back to more natural things, natural clothing, natural remedies overall, actually, not even talking about fertility, but just we're already starting to see hints of that right now, and especially if you're on X or Twitter, there seems to be a very big tone shift happening away from pharmaceuticals, away from the medical establishment, as it were. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I think it's going to make us more fertile, it's going to make us more productive, and it's going to make us just better in every regard.
It's going to increase the need for abortions, is what you're saying.
Oh, well, that's one way of looking at it.
Proponents of abortion would be championing the stretchy boxers. So
yes.
Yeah. Don't let them win.
No.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Listening to The American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
And so that's why I said that's what's wrong with America, Reese. I mean, can you believe it? No, he can't. No. Oh, I'm so sorry. We were rudely interrupted by the break there. Goodness gracious. We're talking.
We solved it during the break.
We
missed it.
Done, solved. And if you want to know more, would you like to know more? Starship Troopers reference. Let us get serious. Okay, we've been joking around. We're going to take some more calls. We're going to be rolling with the punches here. A ghost just slapped the desk. The ghost of Alex Jones. Or this place is falling apart in real time. That statement will be in my future here soon. But it's all good.
What are we getting to?
We are getting to clip six. I want to play a 3-minute clip, not because I've got nothing to talk about, but because I've got something very important to talk about. What is wrong with America? Let's watch.
And this is the issue, is that a lot of people throw the baby out with the bathwater. They say, well, I didn't like what he says about CE5. Or he says that
he's got a cough switch confirmed.
You know, he makes money off of this stuff. Therefore, you can't trust anything he has to say. Guys, that's not how the world works. People can present information; it can be true, and you don't have to agree with them as a person.
InfoWarsStore.com.
This is what prevents disclosure from happening: is that everybody draws these battle lines about who their champion is, and they need some pure, pristine person. It's like the
it's definitely not Kamala.
What is it? Damn it, I forgot the metaphor, but
it'll come to him.
That, like, oh, everybody demands ideological purity, right? When you demand ideological purity in the UFO community, you've doomed yourself to failure. I don't demand ideological purity from anybody. And you see this a lot in US politics as well. Probably on both sides, but on one side, you may say, well, you can't be a Democrat if you don't believe in trans issues, for example. And they would say, if you don't believe in trans issues, then you're not a Democrat. That's ideological purity. In the UFO community, you could say, well, if you don't believe that aliens are real, then you can't believe in disclosure. Again, ideological purity. If you are holding these ideological pure standards, you are the problem. At the end of the day, we should be able to agree on things that are factual, and we can all have our own opinions on stuff that is our belief system, right? That's how humans are. Not everybody's the same. Not everybody's going to hold all the same beliefs all the time. And if you start discounting people and saying that because somebody did not hold the ideological pure standards that I believe in, that I'm going to cross them out, then you're never going to get disclosure in this life. And this is exactly what people have done to me, where I've been literally giving them real disclosure of teleportation technology, anti-gravitic technology, or gravity manipulation technology, free energy. But because they don't like my political opinions, I don't meet the ideological standard for a lot of these UFO weirdo nut jobs in the UFO community. And therefore, they block me and they think that I must be disinformation. Those are the people that are the problem. Those are the people that are holding us back. That's the reason why nothing's ever been accomplished from UFO disclosure. So all I'm saying right now is that at the end of the day, if you want to accomplish anything, you can't just throw people out and say, this person's disinformation, I don't like this person or that person. You have to address each argument they make, each factual and opinion they make on its own merits. And if we do that, then we might actually accomplish something, guys. So,
all right. So let that set the table for us here. We're talking about ideological purity and what's wrong with America, right? This is a phenomenon that I felt like I have identified, but was unable to articulate until I saw that clip a few weeks ago. Ashton Forbes is known for his commentary on Flight MH370, I believe, the disappearance of that flight, or the he believes that flight was transported via a portal that was generated by zero point energy. And there's a lot there. But what he was talking about seems to be a pretty universal truth in politics nowadays. And I feel like the problem in the country recently, and I feel like if I ever make this point, right, with people, it tends to resonate with them. It's that, okay, so we set ideological purity tests for ourselves. He mentioned in that clip the sign that people put in their front yards that says, I believe in the science. I believe in the, you know, all the things that these, you know, people believe in, despite the fact that, you know, they don't believe that an aborted baby is actually a separate human from the mother and the father. Well, science says, right, that unique DNA means that it is an autonomous life form. Right, despite the fact that it is dependent on a mother for sustenance and nurturing for 9 months, it is a unique person, right? But they don't believe that science. They believe the science. And if you don't believe the science, then you're an enemy. And let me take this a little bit further. I think that one of the big issues that we have in civil discourse nowadays is once we've determined that someone is not ideologically pure, they've violated one of the tenets of our beliefs, right? We misattribute the motives. Right. We think that the reason why and I know I'm staying on abortion, I'm actually like, I don't really care too much about abortion, but it is a good way to present these things in case studies and in the form that some people are very passionate about. If we were to take that back into account, right, and say, you know, we demand this ideological purity from people, right? You know, if you don't believe what I believe, then I believe that you don't want abortion because you want men in women's bodies, right? Or some of these other really derivative, really polarizing statements that, you know, are made in these campaign commercials about, you know, oh yeah, you know, like they just don't want you to have the abortions because they think you're bad, or they think it's because you're a woman and they're a man and they want to assert authority over you and they want to inject themselves into the decision-making process that you have between you and your doctor, right? Despite the fact that your doctor is an abortionist and they make money off of abortions and they're trying to actively get you to have an abortion, right? You know, especially if you go to a place like Planned Parenthood and, you know, there's things like that. There is a financial incentive for it and all this stuff. But we've started, right, to misattribute the reasons why. Right. Maybe the reason why someone is against abortion, right, is not for that reason. Maybe it's because they do believe the science, right? And they do think, oh wow, well that separate entity, right, has unique DNA, and therefore maybe it is wrong to abort that life without a reason. Right. And that's again one example. In politics, right? With immigration. Right. If we were talking immigration, oh, Donald Trump hates Mexicans because they're brown. Well, no, Donald Trump does not hate Mexicans, first off. Second off, he doesn't hate them because they're brown. I think that Donald Trump understands that the economy is in a place where it's being exploited with cheap labor. right? When we look and we delve into the actual substance of Trump's immigration policies, he's not locking it off, right? People are still able to immigrate here. It just is a little more difficult, right? And again, we look at this through the lens of Americans. In other countries, it is almost impossible in some cases to get citizenship, right? Even if you're married to someone who is a citizen of that country, it can sometimes be almost impossible to get that citizenship, right? And so we're talking about the erosion of culture, right? In America, right? People who were not raised as Americans, who have a different set of moral values coming in here, right? Into America. And it's understandable why some people, you know, are against illegal immigration or mass immigration that is legal. There are some people who have ideas about how much immigration should be legalized, right? And to just write people off as racist when you hear that, rather than delving into intellectual conversation, it's not right, right? And it's the reason why we're at each other's throats nowadays, because we don't have the patience to hear other people out and to listen and to try to wade through nuance. Right. And so when I saw that clip that Ashton Forbes had on ideological purity, I just, you know, I had to play it. I had to bring that. He really did crystallize that thought very well. And I just think that if you guys take that in your pockets, right, it's easy for us at InfoWars, right? We take calls all the time, and we're about to go out to calls. Don't worry. We got 12 more minutes in this segment. Don't you worry. We're getting all your calls. But you know, we frequently hear from people who have different opinions than us, right? And it's not to say we don't love you, right? To disagree is not to dislike, right? It's just to say, and you know what? We agree on a majority of the issues, but maybe there only was one shooter. Maybe there was, you know what I mean? Maybe Kamala, you know, isn't the best candidate. Maybe, you know, this, that, the other thing, right? So that's my two cents. That's really what I wanted to get off my chest.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and then we'll go on to calls here in a second. But I think that when you see a clip like that, and you would think that it would be very easy to say that in this country that there is an overall death of nuance in discourse. Like there's no, you know, okay, I like this bit of what he or she said, and I'll take that. I'll leave that out. It appears like there's just a total loss of nuance, but I think
how much of that do you attribute to the 280 character phenomenon?
Like you mean like on X and stuff, like being able to only do bite-sized chunks.
The nature of posting in and of itself, right? Whether it's a video, do you post a 1 minute video or do you post a 10-second video, right?
There's a lot to that, and that's a whole nother rabbit hole right there when you talk about the attention economy and how information gets out there. But the main point that I wanted to just kind of leave off here was the idea that I think there are certain hills that it's okay to die on, and then there's some hills, as it were, that it's okay to have nuance on. What I mean by that is the question that we should all be asking when we're talking to someone that we disagree with is, do we share the same goals? Do we share the same goals? So if you take gun control, the question of gun control, for instance, you know, my personal opinion is that, you know, the Second Amendment is absolute. It shouldn't be infringed and all of that. We should all have free access to guns, and guns are a major deterrent, yada, yada. And if I'm talking to a leftist, so long as we want, you know, for instance, children to be safe in schools, you know, because the school shooting stuff is a big aspect of gun control, especially from the Democrats. Mm-hmm. If I want kids to be safe and they want kids to be safe, we share that same goal, but we just have different ways of going about it. I say arm veterans and have them be, you know, public school security all across the country. And they say, you know, maybe we should, you know, we should have a bit more nuance to it, maybe make gun-free zones. Okay, as long as we want kids to be safe, I can have a conversation with you. But if you want to eviscerate our constitutional amendment and take it away and go, no, guns are inherently evil, they're not just a tool, and I want no one to have guns, then okay, well, we're not even working in the same, we're not on the same page whatsoever. We don't have the same goals at all. So, that's the important distinction I think should be made.
Sure. Sure. And maybe they are coming at it from good intentions, though. Maybe their intention is to keep the kids safe, right? However, they're unaware, right? They're unwilling to work with you, right? On the fact that guns save more lives than they take, right? And we can actually say this from a very confident standpoint, in the sense that guns are used to stop people with bad intentions, right? How many people with bad intentions would have killed another before being put down, right? And I know it sounds very calloused to put it like that, but I mean, that is a real truth. We don't live in a perfect world. And unfortunately, a lot of the it is rhetoric in and of itself, right? The rhetoric that is used, right, comes from an ideological standpoint, right? The ideological part of it, meaning in a perfect world, mm-hmm. right? Ideally, in a perfect world, right, we wouldn't need guns, right? In a perfect world, right, we wouldn't need money, right? Because food grows on trees in some parts right. of the world. But that's neither here nor there. And what I'm ultimately getting at is that, in this country, we need to first identify, hey, the person I'm talking to, what do we think the amount of information that they're getting is coming from sources that may be like or different from me? And then it's to take a step back and not blame those people, right? Because those people, it's not like they really, honestly, a lot of the times, a lot of the things that they repeat, and I've been guilty of this myself, right, is not an original thought. It's something that they picked up on in the media. It resonated with them. They said, hey, that rings true to me, and in conversation at the water cooler, they bust that back out, you know. And we do that for a variety of reasons, right? We live fast-paced lives, and a lot of the times we're willing to delegate the critical thinking to others. And you know, when we stop doing that, when we start really looking at what we're talking about, you know, I think society heals from there. But it does take patience, and it does take a bigger person. And I mean, it is seriously like when you talk about going for fruit that is not low hanging, right? It's not about owning the libs, right? As fun as it is to watch occasionally, right, on the internet, like Wrecked. Oh my gosh, R-E-K-T. Bringing back 2016 vibes.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we can take a look and say, oh, you know, perhaps that's not healthy. It's entertaining, but it's not healthy. Right, yeah. Because you think about what it's like to be on the other end of watching that video. Someone who held the same beliefs as the person getting wrecked, they probably, you know, when they see that, they see the person, you know, getting shamed. We take that from Ben Shapiro, in front of a bunch of people, and they react negatively because they've internalized that belief, and then they've got cognitive dissonance, and then they try to find the exception to the rule that is being discussed.
Yeah.
Right. We all tend to do that, which is why we typically, you know, we typically try to speak specifically and not in generalities. But either way, we're going back out to your calls. We have bored you enough. Baker from Slackerfornia. Baker is on hold and has been on hold for a long time. So, Baker, we're giving you a second to make it to your cell phone. Thank you so much for staying on hold with us. What do you have to say to America?
Yeah, I've just been making breakfast while you listen to you guys. You guys are great. Listen, dude, we can't let these things, these conspiracies, we can't let them get ahead of us and run away with it, which they're already doing with the whole shooter and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, we can discuss water towers and shooters and all this, but we mm-hmm. need to be focusing on the fact that it was just a stand down and they wanted Trump dead.
And I can agree with like, that. I can agree that.
Yeah, like...
Like on 9/11, uh-huh. right? They say, oh, there was a drill being run the same day as 9/11. That's why NORAD stood down, because they thought it was just a drill. Oh, really?
Right,
oh,
even really, with Kennedy. Dude. Like, right, and like, you know, we can talk about, like, all of this stuff will come out later, but no one's focused, like on the Kennedy assassination, no one really focused on, it's like, the incentive, you know, how they would do it, the results that they got from it, right? We went into NAM right after. I mean, there's a lot of reasons they killed Kennedy and all that. But then they're already running away with the narrative. As soon as you just start talking about second shooters and tree lines and water towers, then they can just write it off as, oh, you're all nut job conspiracy theorists. And we're losing. Like, we need to go to the Black Gate. Okay, we have Mordor on the run, and we need to meet them at the Black Gate and make a final stand right now. That's where we're at, dude. And so, you know what I mean? Like,
It feels that way sometimes. I know it definitely feels that way. You know, it's really interesting too. One of the things you just said, when they call people conspiracy theorists for asking some of the most basic questions, right? You think about it, it's like the question that you asked about multiple shooters is a legitimate question that everyone working security was trying to answer the day of the assassination and are probably still trying to answer. There's still people who are very serious people, right, who are trying to answer that question. Yet, if you were to ask that question as, you know, Joe Baker from Slackerfornia, right, you're a conspiracy theorist, right, for asking a serious question that a serious person would be asking, right, has every right to know. But it's contradictory to a narrative that is put out, right? It's it is pretty stark. And you know, the video that we had played yesterday of security detail on the roof doing it after action hot wash, if you will, of what had gone down, right? There's a guy who explicitly states, hey, we had a member of security who had eyes on this guy, was able to take a picture and then relay that picture up the chain of command before, you know, and there are other reports of another sniper who said that he was locked on to Crooks before he had, you know, opened fire, right, and hadn't received a termination, right?
And that should be the focus, and that should be the focus that we're drilling on, is that this wasn't a security failure. This was a, hey, this guy's going to shoot Trump. Let's let it happen. Let's leave this perfect sniper spot. I mean, dude, the irony of them talking about a slope roof is, number one, it's really not that sloped. And number two, the way that it's sloped, it's actually the perfect sniper spot because it conceals part of your body a little bit.
Right,
you can pop your gun out. It's like perfect.
The funnier thing is that, I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday we again had had a congressman or an aide to a congressman who was questioning Cheadle. And in that line of questioning, they said, did you know that the pitch of the roof that the counter sniper who shot Crooks was actually had a more sloped grade to it than the roof that Crooks was on? So that totally blows out the line, the disinformation that was put out by the government about why there was a lapse in security there. Because it wasn't a sanitary, or what did she use? Sanitized roof position is what she's talking about. She's talking about it needing to be super level. I mean, that is just a bunch of crap. And yeah, no, I think it is legitimate. Otherwise, if criticism of this was not legitimate, she would still have her job. Let's be real.
Right.
She would still have her job. And so another, just to add to what you're talking about, Baker, another article that I don't have in front of me, and I'm putting the crew on the spot here. I believe Christopher Wray said that there were multiple people in the FBI or in government who expressed discontent with the fact that Trump was not actually shot in center mass or was not wounded, was not killed on that day. And that's pretty scary, right? You know, it's good that, you know, people in the FBI are at least honest about their biases, but, you know, oh boy. I mean, we would just be in a totally different situation had Trump, if Trump was dead today, I don't even know if we'd be broadcasting, right? I think that, I wonder if the country would be in the midst of a civil war.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the intention. Yeah,
we might. There is a reality where we are broadcasting from flames and rubble right now, if we're even broadcasting at all. That would have set things off in a very big way, and we're thankful to God that it didn't end up that way. You know.
Yeah. All right, guys, more on the other side. Taking your calls. American Journal, got 30 minutes left.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear, is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the article, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war! I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
The American Journal is watching you with your hosts, Matt Marrero and Reese Weber.
I don't know if there's anything that could top the synth in this song, and the liner, I think, just did it. It got me there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're now officially having that collective stroke we were talking about earlier.
The one where I am you and you are I?
And the American Journal is, in fact, watching you. That's what's happening.
Sometimes late at night when I tune into the American Journal just to rewatch it, give it a good old rewatch, sometimes I think that. Is it watching me?
You gotta wonder.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wonder.
You know what I'm wondering about? I am wondering about all of the crazy stuff that is going on in the neck of Pensacola. Pensacola Alex from Pensacola. What's going on in your neck of the woods? We were so intrigued during the middle of the break. We're like, what could be going on in Pensacola?
As much as you think, Bubba, not much.
Well, it's crazy. What's crazy? That's what you piqued my interest. A lot of crazy stuff's going on in the neck of your woods.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. A lot of crazy stuff going on in DC, man. That's what I was calling about.
Okay.
I was really just wondering how the Democrats are. I was just wondering how are the Democrats going to, what are the Democrats going to say in light of the real Capitol riots that have, you know, been taking place the last 2 days, but, you know, especially yesterday, what we saw with all the graffiti and
talk about the
like
Hamas
that.
Protests. Isn't that disgusting to see that amount of graffiti on some of those national monuments, statues, things like that?
Yeah, and it seemed pretty well coordinated. I mean, they had buses tracking people in, and I mean, it's pretty disgusting to watch.
Yeah. No, I wholeheartedly agree. Right. People protesting in America, burning flags. Right. We've got some guy over here, total hero, trying to put the fire out with his own suit jacket. Right. They can't dry clean. They can't dry clean, burn flames out of your jacket. That guy's a hero.
And yet,
those people, you know, living it up in America.
It's been endlessly fascinating for me to witness how we're seeing these different identity groups within leftist politics kind of eat each other alive in the past year, especially in the wake of October 7th, the attack that occurred on Israel then. It's just, I think this kind of thing was inevitable, where it was like these factions start to turn on each other. And now you have a bunch of leftists being called anti-Semites.
Because they don't live up to their own ideological purity tests within the party.
Exactly. It's diversity, hypocrisy is what it is, actually.
Diversity is not their strength is what you're saying.
No. Yeah, not. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But when it comes to diversity of thought, right, it becomes very factious.
Exactly. And that is the defining feature of leftist politics. They split people into this. They're only worthy so far as the sum total of like their identity groups, right? Which fractured identity group are you? And how much brownie points does that get you for your, you know, for being oppressed? And that's just a symptom of seeing the world through a lens of power. And we are now starting to see this acceleration take place where we see that ideology kind of reach its natural conclusion, which is, you know, it eventually turns on factions just eating each other alive, because inevitably one group is going to feel more disenfranchised and worthy of the throne than the other. And if you only see...
They deserve it more, you mean? They deserve it?
Well...
My God.
I mean, it's just a huge mess. And I see these protests, like we were talking about, the Stop Palestine, you know, Free Palestine and all that. And, you know, it's just a mess. I kind of, at this point, I don't know about you, Matt, but like, I've kind of just decided to just opt out. I'm like, I'm out. I don't want genocide for anybody, any group of people.
Of course.
I think there's merits a little bit on both sides. And this isn't me just sitting on the fence or opting out. It's just that I see so much tomfoolery and confusion and chaos and deception on both sides of the aisle of this whole, like,
of course,
of the Hamas and Israel debate, right? That I just, you have to, after a certain point, just go like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at.
I'm done being called an anti-Semite.
Yeah. And when we talked about with the other caller, you know, conspiracy theorist, when talking about the Trump assassination and whatnot, we keep seeing the same playbook from the left, where it's just they'll use these trigger phrases like conspiracy theorist and then also anti-Semite as a smokescreen to shut down conversation. Mm,
yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Because they don't want to delve into the nuance. They don't want to hear you go that far, right? To where you pass the ideological test of the people that they have under their sphere of influence, their influence, if you will.
Well,
right?
If you think about it, I mean, we clown on Star Wars a lot, especially the recent releases, for being cheesy and just full of soy.
They could have been written
that way.
They could have been written better.
A little bit, but we clown on that. But, you know, you look at the old movies and there's that wisdom of just only a Sith thinks in absolutes, right? Yoda, right?
Mm.
There's a lot of truth.
That
drops.
Is a line from a prequel, by the way.
Okay,
that is not a double sequel.
Fair enough. But the point still remains. It's just there's a lot of truth drops and a lot of esoteric universal ideas in Star Wars. And that's one of them. It's like you if you think in pure absolutes, that betrays your inner world, that shows people that you see reality through a lens of power. You reject nuance. You want ideological purity. And it's very It's a very sad existence, and we're seeing the natural conclusion of that writ large.
And I would say, word of advice, right? If there are red flags that go off in your mind when you're talking to other people, right? The absolution, right, should be one of them. But also speaking in terms of superlatives, always, never.
Right? Yeah,
and there are exceptions to those rules, and that's why we typically abstain from using those. And typically, you know, when we look at Harrison's coverage on the show, or even Chase's, right, we tend to try to give specific examples rather than saying, oh, all of these people are like this, or all of those people, right? We typically don't do that. We typically try to lead with an example and extrapolate from there. And right. Given the given is that there are exceptions to a rule. Right. Because yeah. I think that that's where everybody tends to gravitate when we start to speak in generalities. But with that being the case, Alex, we thank you for your call. Thank you for giving us some food for thought and something to talk about. Steve looks like Steve from Nashville looks like they have something to say about guns. Steve, what do you got on your mind?
Yeah, I was. Got a couple things for you all to think about. There's a downrange supply store that's directly in line with Trump and where Crooks was positioned. That'd be an easy shot with a binary trigger. I'm thinking like maybe they were planning on saving Trump, and then they just got like a ricochet or something that tumbles and hits his ear. And then the other thing, I was got a question for you. If Russia can produce gold, like lab-grown gold, at an industrial level, what do you think the value of gold would be today?
Well, it would be lower than it is. But tell me a little bit more about this lab-made gold. Like, is it?
Well, you've heard of lab-grown diamonds, right?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I have not. Yeah. I have not heard of anyone solving the what is that? The philosopher's stone. The
Yes, alchemy problem.
Alchemy, alchemist, the alchemist, right? That age-old turning.
Russia says they can do it on an industrial level now, just nobody pays any attention.
Mm. That is very
interesting. On a local note, Bitcoin 2024 is this weekend, and they've got an excellent speaker there named Elizabeth Murphy.
How do people tune into that?
I'm sure it'll be online, but anybody in the Nashville area could just head on down there.
So the convention is in Nashville this year, and it's at Bitcoin 2024. Correct. So people should be on the lookout for that. We are headed to a quick break. Steve, thanks for giving us a call. Thanks for enlightening us and letting us know what we can look forward to here in terms of looking at decentralized cryptocurrency. We'll be right back. Last segment, American Journal.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. It was a coup d'etat.
Seen his face when it hit, just his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder, since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Interesting news to bring to your attention, and it's not too often that we have to shift the focus internally, but Reese has something for us, and
I got to tell you, Matt, I'm a little heartbroken with what I'm looking at here. A little heartbroken.
Mm.
But we got to tell the people. It's our responsibility to tell the people.
I think it'd be irresponsible not to tell them.
Exactly. My thoughts exactly. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, we have to talk about this recent Bohemian Grove that just occurred a couple weeks ago.
Bohemian 2024.
Yes.
I missed out on my opportunity to get tickets for that.
Yes. Somebody else here certainly did not miss out. And we're going to talk about it, folks, because y'all need to know.
Y'all need to know.
Here's the evidence, the first and only exhibit. Put that on Doc Cam for us. I've never felt so betrayed.
Mm-hmm. I think if we look clearly,
so
let's start here on the left.
So what we have here on the left, the image on the far left, for radio listeners, what you're looking at is a image taken from Bohemian Grove. Everybody is cloaked in an ominous, sinister red light. Men in creepy white robes are carrying what looks to be candles or torches of some sort in an ominous, ominous, creepy procession, as they are known to do. And we have the video. And so that's not all, folks. That's bad enough.
Slow it down. Right.
Pause.
Freeze framer.
Enhance.
What do you see about the leader?
For the sake of truth and all that is good in this world, enhance. Closer.
Enhance.
Closer.
Enhance.
Okay. I want the audience and the radio listeners.
I think based off the shadow coming off that nose, we can clearly deduce.
It's not just the nose, Matt. It's the beard.
Oh, yes.
Enhance further, please.
Thank you.
So,
who does that look like to you?
I think we all know. It looks like none other than longtime InfoWars producer,
news Rob Dew.
Rob Dew, folks. I just, the betrayal is so intense. I just, I'm having a hard time speaking right now. I don't know what to say. He's got a lot of explaining to do.
And you know what? I think he's going to be able to explain it himself tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm shocked we're allowing him on the premises, honestly, after these revelations. I mean, folks, look, he is clearly in the robes. He's attending Bohemian Grove. He is on his way to chug some baby blood. You can see it in his eyes. I just never would have thought.
I didn't think you were chugging the baby's blood if it was a transfusion, though.
Oh, well, he may have been doing that. There's maybe both at the same time, for all we know.
That's excessive, quite frankly.
A little excessive. The whole thing's excessive, but like I said,
I know it takes like 20 or 30 seconds for the baby's blood to get into your bloodstream, like the adrenochrome. But if your bloodstream is already the adrenochrome, then maybe you are the adrenochrome.
They were running the whole gamut. They were injecting it. They were having IV bags. They were probably snorting it somehow. I don't even know how these creeps do business, but Rob Dew.
What do you think about suppositories?
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about that.
I'm just saying I'm open to
it. Why did you put that image in my mind? I'm just so grief-stricken by this betrayal, folks.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We done got him.
And I think it's important we got this information
out
there.
Well, yeah, it is good. It is good that we got it out there.
Oh, I just saw them wearing the fancy robes, and I just couldn't resist.
I've been there, right?
Yeah.
See a woman in a nice dress, think to yourself, I'd look better in it, right? Obviously. I wouldn't even have to wear her skin.
Okay. No. Anyway, we've got the truth out. The truth is out there. I think we can move on to some other things here. We got some calls on the board. And
we
might have a clip or two left in the hopper.
Yep. Yep, we definitely do.
What are we thinking?
I'm thinking from Dave. Dave from Oak Cliff. Dave, you want to talk about a connection between Cheadle and Cheney, the Cheney-Cheadle connection. Say that three times fast.
Yes, go ahead. Sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, you caught me right while I'm at the gas pump. Let me jump in the truck here so that you don't have this background noise. Cheadle is connected to Cheney, and Cheney is a mega Trump hater.
Oh, we know that. Big 10-4.
Yeah. So have you seen his new commercial?
Whose new commercial?
Cheney. It's an anti-Trump commercial. I believe I have seen that, yes.
Reese, yes.
Why didn't you bring that to the show?
It's an old clip, that's why. I did see it, yeah, when it came out. Yeah, he was just going
so it's
full.
Not new.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's not new?
No, if it's the one I'm thinking about, he's just doing his cowboy routine. He's just like, Trump is a threat to our democracy. Just going full, just going into a boomer meltdown. Yeah, that's the one. We have it up on screen.
Okay, so I saw a YouTube video about Cheney. You know, she was in the Secret Service before she was at PepsiCo.
Oh, really?
So,
isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah.
So she was protecting the life of another than...
Look at the history of her with Cheney. Need to research that one. It's pretty deep. She's pretty tight with those people.
I'll tell you what I'm Googling after the show.
Yeah, this honestly doesn't surprise me, Dave, because, I mean, all of these people, they play footsie with each other. They're all interconnected in some way, shape, or form.
It's in bed with goblins.
Yes, in bed with many goblins.
Kissing goblins.
Yes. Ingratiating goblins.
Yeah, one would say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks for giving us a call. Appreciate you tuning in. And again, thanks for keeping it interesting. Jamie in Ohio has a follow-up call to Bob, Brad, Beth. Who was it? It's just on the tip of my tongue.
The other gentleman who was talking about RICO being a possible solution to this.
Total B name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie in Ohio, you are on the air. You are talking about RICO case The RICO case angle is missing out on the unspoken conspiracy aspect. Jamie, take it away.
Yes, sir. That's what I was calling about. I've been listening to it all week since the assassination attempt. And all these people, these senators, congressmen, anchormen, anchorwomen, everyone who has talked about getting rid of Trump, who has threatened him, you know, posted, you know, pictures of them with severed heads, things like that. They should all be prosecuted for an unspoken conspiracy to kill the ex-president of the United States.
Mm. I can get down with that.
They've done it to us. They did it for January 6th. So why not do it to them?
I agree with you. I think all, you know, myself, Matt, we, our listeners, mostly agree with you here. But as we know, unfortunately, the rules don't seem to apply to the Democratic establishment, especially when it comes to lawfare. And while this, in a, you know, we were talking about in a perfect world earlier, in a perfect world, it would be fully fair to go after them with RICO.
It doesn't matter if it works. I know it's not legit. Every other American knows it's not legit. That's not the point. The point is to make them say something about it, to make them say, well, there's no way you can have an unspoken conspiracy. You got to make them say it themselves.
Yeah, just kind of flip the script on them, you're saying.
Just make them say it. Just get it out there big enough to where they have to argue about it, and they have to say, no, that's not right. Then you say, well, what about all these January 6th people? Unspoken conspiracy. None of them conspired to do a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I really do wish that kind of logic would actually appeal to, you know, them, not only them, but the average Democratic voter. But, you know, we live in the era of 1984 where it's like the party's most essential command is to deny the evidence before your eyes and ears. And, you know, I totally, totally agree with you, but I don't think they could even intellectually engage in that kind of argumentation. They would find some way to flip the script back on us and, you know, have the full force of the media establishment back up their illogical counter argument. And it, you know, the people like you, me, Matt, everybody here, everybody in our audience would totally go like, yeah, you're not being logically consistent here. But, you know, so many people are still asleep, unfortunately, and so many people just can't take in illogic when they see it slapping them in the face. And, you know, it's just a sad state of affairs in this country right now, unfortunately. But very good point, Jamie. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in. The man, the actual man, the myth, the legend, Alex Jones, will be live here in about 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Yeah.
Something like that. Something like that. Tune on in to the Alex Jones Show. We know why you're here.
It's been a pleasure, y'all. We'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.